In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you and with your spirits. Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very reoccurrence of the Paschal Feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, and by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Before we get into prayers, I just wanted to make a couple announcements. May 10th, I know that seems like a forever away, but we are going to have a blood drive here at the campus, and they are going to bring, I believe, their van or their big travel bus in to do that. So you can sign up for that on our website. Maybe you just want to do that to get yourself out of the house. The construction is going well. They have just about gotten all of the demo done. It's pretty amazing how fast they've been able to work. And in some ways, it's kind of been a blessing that none of us have been around, because they've pretty much had the run of the place and been able to do whatever they needed. The campus did have just a little bit of wind damage on that storm last weekend. And we lost some shingles, pretty significant amount of shingles actually, on the back of Nolan Hall. But we've turned that into insurance agency and the restoration company that does that work for the diocese. So we have already basically gotten a patch, and it'll eventually get fixed. And then also, we just want to definitely keep each other in prayers, and I really want to encourage you all to reach out by phone conversations or whatever it might be that you need to do in this time, just to encourage brothers and sisters and friends and relatives, and maybe that person that you see at Mass but didn't really talk to a lot. Maybe this is the time to kind of reach out to them by phone. And blessing that we just got the new directories in, so most of those numbers have been updated. Some may not be, but I do want to encourage you to do that. So now let us come back together and have some prayers that we bring before the Lord. We pray for our national and world leaders, that they may be given wisdom during this time to help the world and all her citizens. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our church leaders, that God will grant them courage and wisdom to minister to their separated flocks. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for emergency workers and first responders. Protect them as they work to protect us. We pray to the Lord. We pray for doctors, nurses, and all in the medical fields, that God will guide and protect them as they try to heal those who are ill. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are alone, isolated, or in a dark place spiritually and emotionally, that they may feel God's presence and love. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our families, that this time may be a source of joy and wellspring of love. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for students, that they can continue to learn during these times. We pray to the Lord. And we pray for all the sick, and those suffering from this epidemic, and those from our community, that the Lord may heal them and comfort them and their families. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for our beloved dead, especially Harriet Hamilton and Jim Miles from our community. May God grant them eternal rest in his heavenly kingdom. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And now let us pray together as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And let's pray our campaign prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for the constant blessings you bestow upon our parish. Be with us during this time of renovation, for without you we labor in vain. We ask for more than changes to our physical buildings. Pour out your grace to spiritually renew us as well. May our love for you grow deeper and our faith be strengthened. Give us compassionate hearts to serve others and a strong desire to do your will. May St. Michael's always be our spiritual home, where we are nourished by your word and sacraments, so that we may go forth and bring the light of Christ to others. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. And St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And for those at home, if we want to make a spiritual communion together, my Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things. I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.